In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
And welcome to everyone celebrating this beautiful day, this gorgeous marriage between Ben and Kira. Why get married? Why get married when you can have a Segway? So said Ben once in a philosophical moment during his senior year in high school. For those who may not remember, Segways were those two-wheeled scooters that you could rent in various downtown urban areas, right around big cities. Companies used them in warehouses, etc. Either way, why get married when you can have a Segway was Ben's philosophy at one point in his life. And yet, here we stand, the two of you now married. How did we get here? Now, the cynic might say it's because Segway went out of business back in 2020. If that's the real reason, you'll have to explain to me a few more of Ben's philosophies in life, like, I will never own a car. I will never own a house. I will never live in the suburbs. And yet, this year, Ben has bought a house and a car and now lives in the suburbs. And yet, here we are, still married. Jesus once told a short parable that goes like this. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a person discovers and sells all they have to purchase that field. When you find a treasure of great enough value, a person will give up what they had been previously holding onto for the sake of that treasure. Today, of course, that treasure is personified before us, at least from Ben's perspective, in Kira May. To be found first by your family, coming all the way from China to Door County, Wisconsin, and what things were left behind in order for you to be here with us today. And then finding each other in Milwaukee, beginning freshman year, first discovering the treasure of friendship, then finding the treasure of love. This constant discovering of something new and even more wonderful has marked your lives, bringing you to this day. And sometimes having to give up something like a downtown Chicago high-rise with a MetroCard in your pocket or dreams of owning a Segway. But other things you bring with you to this new treasure, two cats, Marie and Toulouse. Or if you'll turn around for a second, would you? Just turn around. This amazing group of family and friends that you are bringing with you, who are absolutely with you in spirit on this next adventure you have now entered. You can turn back if you need. So you gave up a few things, but we find out you keep a few things. Perhaps most importantly of the things you keep is that multi-year friendship that you had when you entered this marriage. And then maybe even more importantly of all, like the wedding we heard about in the gospel just now, where the couple invited Jesus to their marriage. By bringing your wedding to this church, Christ has also been invited to your marriage, blessing your love and your shared life, not only in this world, but hopefully for eternity, for all eternity. This is all a witness of God's generosity. You know, in the parable where the person finds the treasure hidden in the field, in the story it says they were willing to give up everything for that treasure. Here you two find an incredible treasure in each other and have shown yourselves willing to give up so much for that. But the generosity of God is that you don't actually have to give up that much. You've been willing to, but he's not going to make you actually give up all that much. Yes, you gave up the Chicago apartment, the Segway, all those other things in that area. But that's small potatoes for what you're getting to keep. Your heart, your friendship, your shared life, two cats, family, friends, loved ones, all these people supporting you, your love for each other, and most important of all, divine love itself. God bless.